Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, everyone, good evening. My name is Dr. Joe Tata. Welcome to the Health and Wellness Show. It's my mission to reach 20 million people by the year 2020 and help them improve their health and well-being. You can learn more about me by visiting my website at www.joetata.com. That's www.joetata. But one of the ways I help you reach a higher place of vitality is by having great guests on the show. And tonight we're going to be talking about healthy skin with Dr. Trevor Cates. She was the first woman licensed as a naturopathic doctor in the state of California and appointed by former Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger to California's Bureau of Naturopathic Medicine. After working in several world-renowned spas, Dr. Cates became known as the spa doctor. She currently sees patients in her private practice in Park City, Utah, with a focus on anti-aging, hormone balancing, and glowing skin. She is also the host of a podcast called The Spa Doctor, Secrets to Smart, Sexy, and Strong, as well as your host of the Glowing Skin Online Summit. She is also the author of the number one Amazon best-selling book called Glowing Skin from Within and is launching the Spa Doctor skincare line in 2015. Her products are formulated with all natural ingredients proven by science to give you clear, glowing skin at any age. And Dr. Trevor Cates, welcome to the Health and Wellness Show tonight.
Great. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me on.
So let's talk about naturopathic medicine first, because I think in my next life I will come back as a naturopathic physician, because I've studied physical therapy now, I've studied nutrition, but I'm just really curious how you got started in naturopathic medicine.
Well, yeah, actually, my interest in naturopathic medicine goes way back to my childhood. I was actually a pretty sick kid, and I had a lot of allergies and skin problems as a child. And my parents took me to see a lot of different doctors, conventional doctors, and they put me on a lot of different medications, and nothing really seemed to help. I took antibiotics and a lot of different antihistamines and had a lot of side effects of medications. And doctors were really just at a loss for helping me. And luckily, my parents didn't give up. They found a holistic practitioner that they took me to. And that's the one thing that really changed my health and changed my life. And ever since that time, at a young age, I think I was about 12 years old, I've been interested in more of the natural medicine, holistic medicine. And then when I was in undergraduate school, I saw a program on TV on naturopathic medicine. I can't believe I happened to see that because it was a long time ago and it was a lot less popular than it is now. And so that's what made me realize that's what I wanted to do. So I went to the National College of Natural Medicine. It's in Portland, Oregon. I graduated in 2000. I've been practicing naturopathic medicine since then and gotten to be known as the spa doctor.
Excellent. You know, I know obviously a lot of adolescents, you know, struggle with their you know, allergies as well as their skin, but maybe we'll touch on that later in this conversation. But First, just in general, tell me how skin is an indicator of our overall health.
Well, I like to tell my patients that our skin is like our magic mirror that gives us clues about our overall health of our body. And that's because it's so many skin problems show up, and like acne, eczema, rosacea, psoriasis, or even premature aging, fine lines and wrinkles, that give us an indication that there's something going on inside. Like most of the time, it has to do with internal inflammation. But when we have these clues on the outside of our body, it's a great time to take a look, figure out what's going on with our health. It could be nutritional deficiencies, hormone imbalances, environmental toxicity exposure are just a few of the things that can trigger skin problems. So it's a great indicator of the overall health of the body.
So, you know, you're starting to talk from more of a, obviously, a naturopathic place, you know, more of an integrated functional medicine approach to the skin. Why, you know, why is your traditional dermatologist not going to take that approach and... Are we still connected?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, did you hear my? I'm sorry. Maybe we got disconnected. So I was talking about our, you know, the way a dermatologist approaches skin versus a naturopathic doctor,
right,
and how it might be different.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think dermatologists are fantastic. They're great at diagnosing complex skin conditions and also great at identifying early skin cancer, removing those. So I'm not saying that what dermatologists do is not important, and I have some great friends that are dermatologists. But the problem is that there are certain things that dermatologists oftentimes don't tell us when it comes to skin. So there are five things that I wanted to go over. And one of them, the first one is what we've already touched on, is that the skin is a reflection of what's happening inside the body. And a lot of dermatologists look at skin as something, you know, when you have a skin condition, it just needs to be suppressed. So putting something topically on the skin just to suppress and not really looking for the underlying causes of what's going on. And so that leads me to number two, which is the medications that dermatologists commonly prescribe don't really address the problem. And so antibiotics and steroids are the common treatments for skin conditions. But a lot of times they just cover those things up. They end up showing up in other ways. They might suppress the symptoms, but those problems end up showing up in some other way with our health. The third thing is that our skin has its own microbiome. And you may on your show have talked about the gut microbiome, which is the beneficial bacteria, microorganisms that live in our gut and that keep our bodies healthy. Well, our skin also has a microbiome, the great balance of microorganisms that live on our skin that are good, that actually help protect our skin, keep our skin healthy, keep us from having acne breakouts, keep us from having eczema, and from aging faster than we should. So when we put things like antibiotics on our skin, on our face, it damages the skin microbiome. It can throw it out of balance, so our body's not able to repair itself and get back into balance the way it should. The fourth thing is that a lot of dermatologists don't talk about what we eat and how it impacts our skin. Very rarely do dermatologists talk about this. Now, some do, but for the most part, there's been this misunderstanding, I think, that what we eat doesn't impact our skin. And now we're starting to have more research where we know this is true. And some dermatologists are actually doing this research. So that's the good thing, is that it is, some dermatologists are trying to come around with the food stuff. Number five is that the products we put on our skin, in addition to medications, the products we put on our skin on a daily basis, our personal care products, do affect not only our skin, but our internal health, because many of our personal care products contain toxins. They contain hormone-disrupting chemicals, and even some are even carcinogenic. And so it can impact our body. What we put on our skin doesn't just stay on our skin. We actually absorb it through our skin. It gets into our bloodstream and can create problems in the body. And we do now have research showing that this can be true for people.
Excellent. So you touch basically on the microbiome for just a minute. Now, of course, you know, the food we eat can obviously affect that. What are some of the, let's start with kind of the foods we should, you know, stay away from healthy skin. I mean, you know, I think we've heard chocolate, you know, many times if you have acne, but take us a little bit deeper and you know, talk to us about food and our skin health.
Yeah, I would say the two top foods, well, let me start with the number one food I think that's a problem for skin is sugar. And you said chocolate, and the biggest part with chocolate is the sugar. That's the biggest part of it. And so what happens with eating sugar, and it probably doesn't surprise people that much that sugar is a big problem for skin, but what they may not understand is why it's a problem. One of the big things with sugar is that when we eat sugar, it actually can, or even foods that turn into sugar in our bodies, foods with high glycemic index or other sweet-tasting foods that turn into sugar in our body, can have a similar effect. So what happens is when we eat sugar or high glycemic index foods, our blood sugar goes up, and then our insulin goes up, and then what that does is then it can cause our body to stimulate sebum production, which can be one of the triggers for acne, is that the oil on our skin, that increasing that sebum production, as well as increasing androgen activity like testosterone, which we know also can lead to acne, especially that really bad cystic acne. So that's one of the reasons why sugar is a problem for acne. And then also sugar is a problem with aging, because what it does is it creates problems with glycation. When we have high blood sugar, binds to collagen in our skin and can make it more rigid, less elastic. And so it ends up leading to more fine lines and wrinkles. One of the reasons why we see that some people just don't age as well as other people is maybe they eat a lot of sugar or foods that are turning into sugar in their diet. So that's the number one food.
Interesting, because you're talking about skin being elastic, and obviously you're kind of on a cellular level, you're talking about collagen. So obviously there are some similarities there between the health of your skin and possibly the health of your joints.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you know, the body is interconnected. One of the reasons why I focus on skin is I've worked in several world-renowned spas, and people would come and see me for skin conditions. They would say, I'm here in the spa, will you please tell me what I can do about my skin? And when I would help them with their skin, it would also help, I could help them with other problems too. So they would notice, oh, I don't have joint pain anymore. I don't have those aches and pains I used to have. So absolutely, along with weight loss and a lot of other benefits. But sometimes skin is a way to get, we get people in the door to help them with their health. And skin conditions are really troubling for people.
Yes, they are. And obviously, yeah. I think if you think of the younger as well as the older groups, complaining about skin issues. As a kid, I struggled with cystic acne.
Oh, yeah.
Which I was given Accutane for, which, can be problematic for many, many people. They don't even use it anymore.
Absolutely. Skin is something that impacts people of all ages. And I even had a 78-year-old woman email me last week telling me about her acne problems. And so, we're none of us are immune to skin problems. But I wanted to get back to foods, because I think the other food that I wanted to talk with you about is dairy. And I know that some people think of dairy products like cheeses or, organic milk as being healthy foods. But the problem with dairy products is that they contain hormones. And when we're looking at skin problems, especially acne, then when we get our hormones going out of balance, then it can trigger acne. So even organic milk, just the nature of dairy itself, it comes from lactating mammals. And so it's going to have hormones in it, even if it's organic. So that's one of the reasons why dairy products seem to be a problem for skin. And then another one is that they do contain lactose, which is a sugar, milk sugar. And especially the worst one is skim milk. And that, I think that's because it has a higher sugar content in relationship to the fat and other types of dairy products. But that, definitely skim milk is the worst. And then also dairy products in general tend to be more pro-inflammatory and tend to be common food allergens. Now, they're not necessarily a problem for everybody, but for people who have chronic skin conditions, dairy is one of the big foods that I find aggravates that.
Excellent. So lots of good take-homes there for foods that you can take out of your diet to help improve your skin health. What food should we include in our diet to make our skin glowing and healthy?
Well, there are a lot of great foods for the skin. Let me just highlight a few of my favorites. One of them is avocados. And avocados are great because they contain these great monounsaturated fats that are good fats for the body and especially for our skin. They're also high in antioxidants like polyphenols. They also have vitamin E. And so these help nourish our skin from the inside. And so that's a great food. And along the oils line, I also really like wild salmon because it's rich in omega-3s. And we know that omega-3s are also great for the skin, and they have a great anti-inflammatory properties. And like I said, a lot of skin issues come from internal inflammation. So getting omega-3s can be a great way to help settle down some of that inflammation. And also, wild salmon has the antioxidant astaxanthin in there, which studies have shown that it actually has sun protective effects. And this is what I'm talking about. When you eat it, it protects your skin from the inside. So it kind of works as like an internal sunscreen. And you probably noticed that I'm saying wild salmon and not, so we want people to choose wild salmon over farm salmon, because the last thing we want to do is to expose ourselves to more environmental toxins, which are much more common in farm-raised salmon than wild salmon. So want to be careful to not eat those. Plus, the benefits that you get from salmon are you're going to get those more from wild salmon.
Excellent. So I'm talking to Dr. Trevor Cates. You can find out more about her at drtrevorcates.com. In 2 months, she has her own skin line coming out in November of 2015. So tell us how you got involved in researching and producing your own skin line.
Well, when I was working in the spas, my patients would bring in skincare products and ask me about different skincare products. And in the beginning, I would say, I really focus more on healthy skin from within, but I'll take a look at your skincare products. And I started looking at these products, and I started seeing how many toxins are in most skincare products. And it caused me to start looking around a little bit more, to look into some of these ingredients and see what they do. And I was really disturbed with what I found out about skincare products. And for example, in the United States, the FDA does not regulate skincare products very well. And so when we compare like to Europe, where they've banned hundreds of ingredients in skin and personal care products, in the United States, there's only been 11 ingredients that have been banned. And when we use on an average of 9 different products, personal care products on a day-to-day basis, and that is exposing us to 126 unique ingredients, there's a problem there, because they're banned in Europe for a reason, because of their connection with endocrine disrupting, hormone disrupting effects, and some are even carcinogenic. And I'm not just talking about little chemicals. I'm talking about contaminants that are in some of our skincare products, like lead and mercury and formaldehyde, and as well as things like phthalates and parabens. So these are the things I started realizing are in a lot of skincare products. So then I went to some of my esthetician and dermatologist friends, and I said to them, "So tell me about natural products that don't contain these ingredients. What do you think of these?" And what they said to me was, "Natural products are great, but they don't work." And I thought, well, wow, that's not good, because I want to recommend natural products to people, but I want them to work. I want people to have clear skin too. So that's when I went on a mission to get the research and find sources where I could make my own skincare products, which actually led me to creating my own skincare products. And one of the things that we do with the Spa Doctor skincare products that are coming out in November is that we create them so that they're mildly acidic, which helps the skin microbiome flourish. And I mentioned that earlier about the importance of the skin microbiome, because that balance of microorganisms on our skin actually help protect our skin from breakouts, acne, eczema, as well as fine lines and wrinkles. And while I know that fine lines and wrinkles are just part of the aging process, none of us want to look any older than we already are. So we want graceful aging. And so I'm really excited about these skincare products, because not only are they natural and not contain all these harmful ingredients, but they work too.
Excellent. What I love about what you just said is that you kind of busted a myth there, because a lot of people think that your skin is a barrier, which of course it is. It keeps things out. but it does actually let in chemicals and other things which can be very harmful, obviously. And you're talking about things that can be carcinogenic in nature.
Yeah, and yeah, we definitely know that, and there have been plenty of studies looking at the ingredients you're putting on your skin, that they do show up in our bodies, and they do show up like in urine samples, they show up in fat biopsies. So we do know that these things do penetrate our skin. And if you think about it, people use hormone creams and patches, and they put them on the skin. And why is that? Because we absorb it through the skin. And some things permeate the skin better than others, but we do know that personal care products do go through our skin. And then to top it off, then people use things that they spray, like deodorants and hairsprays. So we breathe those in addition to that, or powders and shampoos. We absorb things through our scalp as well. So if you start thinking about all the different products you use on a day-to-day basis, I think it's a really good idea for people to start looking at the ingredient labels, just like you look at ingredient labels for your food and your supplements. It's important to start looking at your skincare products too.
Yeah, and I appreciate your doing the research on this, because not only does it obviously help your health directly, but it also helps the health of the environment, because obviously the things that go on your body and in your body eventually will wind up in our waterways and our estuaries, correct?
Absolutely, and it just gets this cycle that just keeps coming back in. It's in our drinking water, and then we drink it, and then we're giving it to our kids and our pets and all. Yeah, and it's part of the environment, which we're polluting.
So everyone's going to look out for your line, but if there was one product or one ingredient in products that people should really be on the lookout for, and and obviously not purchase that product, what would that one ingredient be?
Well, as far as an ingredient to avoid, there are a lot of them. But I think one of the big ones that people overlook is in sunscreens. And we apply sunscreens like crazy because we want to protect ourselves from skin cancer, which is a great thing. And we also want to keep our skin looking fresh and young. But the problem is that there are harmful ingredients in skincare products. One in particular is called oxybenzone. Oxybenzone is in most sunscreens, chemical sunscreens, and we do know that this can have endocrine disrupting effects. So it is one that I tell people to just throw out. The good news is that there are alternatives, safer, healthier alternatives to oxybenzone and chemical sunscreens. And that's zinc oxide. Zinc oxide is a great natural barrier, and it works differently on the skin. Instead of working on a kind of a molecular level like chemical sunscreens do and change things, the zinc oxide seems to just block the sun's rays. And I know it used to be that when we get zinc oxide, and some of them, the products that are still out there, are really pasty, but there are products now that are being made that actually go on easier. So that's the good news. So you look for a good zinc oxide sunblock and one that's not super pasty. So that's one thing I would consider. And then, things like parabens and phthalates are another big ingredients I would watch out for. You want to make sure you're avoiding those as well, because of the concerns about endocrine disrupting effects with those. And phthalates are, it's kind of a funny word. It's spelled P-H-T-H-L-A-T-E-S. And it's a plasticizing agent. And sometimes they're actually not on the ingredient labels because they're hidden under the word fragrance. And a lot of our products have fragrances. I'm not talking about essential oils. Those are natural fragrances. But if it says fragrance, that is opening up a possibility of having a whole bunch of hidden ingredients within that, including phthalates.
Excellent. So lots of good take-homes on this interview today. Dr. Trevor Cates, thanks for being with us on the Health and Wellness Show today. Tell all our listeners where they can learn more about you.
Absolutely. So thespadoctor.com is the best place to get information about me with my podcasts and my summit and my skincare products. It's the T-H-E-S-P-A-D-R period com. So it's not doctor spelled out, it's abbreviated doctor, thespadoctor.com. And they can also, get all information there. And I do have an online quiz, too, that people can check out at theskinquiz.com. And it's free. People can go there and get information about what their underlying causes of their skin problems might be, or even if they don't have skin problems, how they can prevent them from happening by catching things early.
Excellent. So I want to thank Dr. Trevor Cates for being on the Health and Wellness Show tonight. Check her out at thespadoctor.com and at drtrevorcates.com. Stay connected for her skincare line coming out in November 2015. And we will see you next time on the Health and Wellness Show.
Great. Thank you.